Hiring and firing used to be the lead role for human resources departments. Now the role of HR has public relations efforts, social media management, and more. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton talks with two HR experts and authors about how the war for talent in the workplace is hotter than ever.
The role of a human resources department used to be seen as more of support, mostly for management and compliance with regulations, reporting hirings and layoffs for those jobs reports we hear about every month, basically the pushing of paper. That's gone. The new HR is more about the growing war between companies for talented employees, the monitoring and interactivity on social media channels like Twitter and Facebook, and even the handling of public relations disasters. The ripples of those go far beyond a company's communications team to handle. It affects recruiting, of course. Looking your way, United. In this interview, I discuss the paradigm shift with the co-authors of a comprehensive new book titled The Big Book of HR. Here we go.
Cornelia Gamlam, and I am the president of GEMS Group.
And I'm Barbara Mitchell, and I am a managing partner of the Mitchell Group.
And you're both authors and co-authors of The Big Book of HR, a new tome for HR professionals. I want to know what your secret sauce is. Is it tougher being an HR executive now than it was 25 years ago?
Oh, I would say definitely, because the world is changing so quickly. There are so many new technologies and so many new trends to keep up with that HR executives are really challenged today to stay on top of the constant changes that we're seeing in our world today.
As well as all of the legal changes, the compliance issues that make HR even more difficult to manage than ever before.
Let's stay there for a second about regulation, okay? Because I noticed in the book that you also have some checklists and some samples. And I'm wondering, when you were doing your research for the book, The Big Book of HR, what were some of your takeaways that you were kind of like maybe aha moments or two-inch headlines, things that you have seen change since your time as an expert or experts in the space of HR?
Well, if we're talking about some of the legal and regulatory issues, you know, we've been living in a world where those things change constantly. You know, in fact, we give guidance in the book to tell people, you know, as much as we try to give the most current information, sometimes that information can change very, very rapidly. And it's important that you understand where the source of the information is coming from. And in most cases, it's going to be a lot of government websites where you should go to get the most up-to-date information about what's going on with a particular law or a particular regulation.
I see.
And some of the other ahas, that you, as you called them, would be around the issues of generations at work, globalization, the influence of technology, social media. All of these things have had huge impact on the way people work.
That's a wonderful pivot. Let's get a little more human right there, because I think you called it the worst talent shortage in about 10 years. What's the impetus for that dearth of talent right now, or the fight, especially here in Silicon Valley? The fight over talent is legendary right now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's just there aren't enough people with the skill sets that we need. There's certainly a lot of people looking for work, and that's one of the difficult things in our world today. But we don't have enough people with the skills to do the highly technical work that we have, that organizations need today. So that's where the shortage is coming from, not people, but in skills.
Okay. At what point does recruitment cross over with HR? Like, is there a crossover point somewhere along, or is recruitment just something that needs to be continuing at all times?
There's a trend right now where recruiting has been separated out in many organizations, including a lot in your area, where recruiting is now part of marketing, because you think about what is marketing? It's selling ideas to the public. And what is recruiting? It's selling people. You want to sell them on coming to work for you, and then you have to sell them within the organization.
It makes me think of the United, right? Okay, so the flight on United, we all saw the video of the man being dragged off the plane. That was a PR nightmare for United. Do those kind of things ever cross over into HR to an extent where HR is involved a little bit earlier than maybe in the past?
When something like that happens, you know, we think about the impact that it has on the public, but it also is going to have an impact on the employees within the organization. So, you know, a lot of times PR is going to come into play to be, you know, talking to the employees and kind of giving them some solace on, you know, this has just been a bump in the road, but we still need to continue on, and we still need to put our best face forward to the public as well as to each other. You know, we're still a good organization to work for.
I did want to touch on technology. We've talked about regulation. You said, you know, you got to keep up to date with the websites. We talked about the fight over talent and how HR is kind of like PR in a way, and that helps you retain and burnish an image of a company. Where does technology come in, and how has that changed for HR professionals?
The biggest change, I would say, is in the social media in terms of recruiting. It used to be that, you know, remember the days when you mailed a resume in a nice envelope with a cover letter?
Right.
And now recruiting is done through social media. Twitter, it's amazingly effective to get applicants through Twitter. Hmm. And you think, doesn't make any sense. What you do is you put the word out on Twitter that you've got an opening with a link to your job application. And that's how people find you and apply. Also with LinkedIn and Facebook and other areas. And then the technology has allowed organizations to keep much better records on their employees electronically and to really smooth out the recruitment process to get people, applicants in quickly. So there's huge ways that technology is used within the HR world.
And also with apps coming into play, a lot of HR organizations now are starting to use apps for things like capturing information for performance management. You can capture a lot of information real time and then retain a record for a lot of it.
Well, it sounds just like a fire hose of data coming in, which I guess is the inflection point for the big book of HR to help kind of make sense of all this. If you're managing all those social platforms at the same time as you have an existing workforce and you're recruiting on the same site, and then you've got, you know, some executive over here said something stupid on a talk show. I mean, you guys never get to take a break. When do you guys ever take a break?
Well, you've certainly captured some of the challenges that HR has. We also want to just make the point, too, that the big book of HR is written not just for HR professionals, but for managers who don't have any HR support, small businesses who have to deal with all of these employee issues without someone who perhaps has a background or a degree in HR or a certificate. But these are managers who need just to have all of these things at their fingertips.
At what point does a company in its maturity process need to onboard HR? So it sounds like anybody from startup on could grab this book and get a little bit ahead of the game. So Barbara, Cornelia, thank you so much for your time. Great book, and I hope we could talk again soon.
Thank you. We'd like that.
Thanks very much.
My chat with co-authors Barbara Mitchell and Cornelia Gamlam. Their new book is The Big Book of HR. It's a comprehensive tome in a shifting and vital part of any company's success. You can find more at kgoradio.com/techonomics, and you can get the podcast there or on Audio Boom, Stitcher, or iTunes. Just search Techonomics. I'm Jason Middleton.